This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It is a mock draft Monday. And our first mocker, Chris Schein. Mock draft 2.0, right?
Yes, correct. Mock draft 2.0.
Up now on WEEI.com. You can go give that a click and follow along. But I'll read through what you have here, Schein.
Okay.
And then let's break down some of the particulars.
Let's do it.
Abdul Carter 1 to the Titans. Cam Ward 2 to the Browns. Travis Hunter 3 to the Giants, which, Keefe, we dub a nightmare scenario.
Doomsday scenario.
So, when we get to pick 4, Schein has the Patriots trading down with the New York Jets. Jets come up the board, take Shedeur Sanders. Patriots get the 7th pick this year, a 4th rounder this year, and a future 2nd round pick in 2026. Jaguars take Mason Graham at 5. Jade Barron, the cornerback out of Texas. Am I saying that right?
Jade Barron, yep.
At 6 to the Raiders. And then the Patriots move down to 7 and take T-Mac. Tet McMillan, wide receiver out of Arizona. Why the move there, Schein, to trade back and take McMillan at 7?
So I think in this world, right, I think that moving down and allowing another team to come up for the quarterback is the right move. The guy they want is either going to be an offensive lineman or T-Mac at this point. If both Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter are off the board, that's the direction you kind of have to go. Those are your two biggest needs. They're also probably two of the better players on the board. But in this case, I think they need to draft for need. And Tet McMillan gives you that. He gives you that big, strong X receiver. He's got tremendous hands. He will pluck it from anywhere. And I think he's faster than people give him credit for. I'm kind of bummed you didn't get to see him run his 40 at the combine, but we will get to see it at his pro day. And if he's anywhere in the 4.5s or below, he's golden. That's it.
What are the chances you think right now that two quarterbacks go in the top 3? I know you got them going 2 in the top 4, but for my sake, where you could get either Hunter or Carter at 4, I think that's what it comes down to. Like, will Sanders and Ward go in the top 3?
Like, on a percentage scale, I'm leaning right now 65% chance only one quarterback goes in the top 3. Kind of where I'm at. There's way too much smoke around the Giants in the veteran quarterback market that I just don't think that they're going to draft a young quarterback. Daboll and Shane need to win now. They have to win football games, otherwise their job is toast.
Would they trade down? Draft.
They could, but it would have to take a haul, I think, just because they're in a position to get one of the two blue-chip players.
True.
If Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter somehow went off the board 1-2, I think you'd see them trade down, but outside of that, I think they're going to stay and get a blue-chipper.
Why do you hate Hunter again?
I think he's more a product of the Deion Sanders hype machine than anything else.
How dare you?
I think he is. He's a remarkable athlete. I just don't know that he is.
They need those.
Going to be a great football player in the NFL. Like, I don't know. Like, you watch him dunk and stuff. Like, it's awesome. Again,
the guy's a freak. He's doing two things. He's better than Shohei Ohtani, according to him.
Yeah, but when I watch him, when I actually watch him play, I feel like a lot of his numbers were goosed up.
Disagree.
In non-crunch time situations, in garbage time.
That's a tough conference, that Big 12.
Oh, yeah, real tough conference.
A lot of defensive players come out of the Big 12.
Like, I look at a guy like Ashton Jeanty. I was pissed about this when it happened at the Heisman Trophy presentation. Like, Ashton Jeanty had great games against teams like Oregon. Travis Hunter couldn't show up against Kansas State.
Listen, that's a good Wildcats team. So one thing, there was a scout, I forget his name, and I got to figure this out because I'm going to quote this probably 50 times before the draft.
Don't be an Elliot Wolf and misquote here.
I forget who it was. No, but what he said was, he's like, I was doing a ton of work on the quarterbacks in this draft, mm-hmm. and he's like, after examining all the Shedeur Sanders film, the thing that stands out to me is Travis Hunter. So he's basically saying that Shedeur Sanders' numbers are kind of ballooned because of how good Hunter is. But I just think the combination of him playing corner and maybe being the best second or third best corner, him being maybe the best second or third best wide receiver, should vault him up high. I mean, you still have him going three. I mean, this isn't who you would take. This is who you think is going to go at three. So Tet McMillan, Elliot Wolf had that comment when he spoke at the Combine about how he thinks it's like a meaty middle of wide receivers. Now, again, it could just be up to Mike Vrabel, and Mike Vrabel says this is who we're taking anyway. But when I heard that, it struck me as they're not going to go for McMillan, Burden, like the top three or four guys outside of Hunter. And if they do take a wide receiver, it'd be later in the draft.
Yeah, so in this situation, right, so like if the Patriots weren't to go receiver, they were to go offensive tackle, let's say. I think they'd probably go at this point, Armand Membu is the tackle out of Missouri, the 4.940. I don't know if you go and watch
the
video.
Oh, I saw that. That was
the primal screams.
Screaming.
He had, amazing.
Yeah.
And he can block. Like, the kid can play football, and he's a freak.
Is he a starter right away?
Yes, he is a starting left tackle, in my opinion, probably right away in the NFL. So if they were to go offensive line at seven, like they trade down, but they go offensive line, I think that's the direction you go over Will Campbell. The arm length is just too much of a thing, and I got ridiculed by a former show on this time slot before about saying City So had really short arms, and he didn't work out either. He sucked too.
Yeah.
So I avoid the short arm guys playing tackle. I'll take Membu.
Shime's like me. He remembers everything says about him.
I always hold it.
Hold on to it.
Always.
Yeah.
It fuels me.
Hold it tight.
Yeah.
And Amika Egbuka falls out of the first round in my mock, so maybe that's a guy that they target in the early second round.
In the 30s. Okay. So you mentioned Campbell. He's falling because it's not just the arm length. It's the wingspan. I mean, there's a lot of things that I think went poorly for him.
He's got snarl
at the combine.
He's got good snarl.
He does have some good snarl.
He's got some athleticism, got some snarl.
Yep. Two names that I like in a trade down scenario, perfectly illustrated by you moving down with the Jets.
Yep.
From 4 to 7. I like Tyler Warren there. I like Genty there. You know, I would drop as low as like 10 and still be interested in those guys. You have them both in the 20s.
Yeah, I would be more interested in Genty than Warren. I just think that the hype created by people outside of the NFL, so the NFL media and the fans, is far higher for guys like Tyler Warren and Ashton Genty than the actual NFL are on those players.
What about the season that Brock Bowers had and the last couple of seasons that Jahmyr Gibbs had?
Well, so I think that's the reason why everybody outside the NFL is so out of their minds about it. I think first-round running backs are still
good. I don't like that I'm being talked down
to. You are
to
outside
now.
Of the
NFL. I am outside the NFL simpleton, is
what
I'm saying.
You guys mentioned the Kide and Callahan piece earlier.
Yeah.
The line in there about Joe Milton. The buzz around him is way higher among fans and media than it is actually in the NFL. I agree with. I think running backs and tight ends are very much the same category, and that's why I think you'll see a guy like Tyler Warren and Ashton Genty fall into later in the first round.
How many, off the top of your head, how many day one starting left tackles do you think there are? So if the Patriots do end up trading down, I've advocated for best Haas available. Give me your BHA. I want Hunter, but if you can't get him, give me your starting tackle. This way, if you miss out on Ronnie Stanley, who could maybe realistically they get that could be a plug and play?
So starting day one tackles, I'd set the line at 3.5.
Okay.
I'd probably lean under.
No. Is Campbell in that group or no?
No, okay. I wouldn't include Campbell. The three tackles I'd assume would be starters, like day one, would be Membu for sure.
Okay. Simmons.
Yes on Simmons. The injury stuff is concerning, but I'd probably say yes on Simmons. And then, to be honest with you,
Banks?
I would skip Banks and I would go Ursary. Like, I think Ariante Ursary out of Minnesota is probably the next guy that I would say is like a day one starting tackle. I think
You have him 25. So if the Patriots could trade down for like a haul and maybe still walk away with a starting tackle?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Like, I think that's in play. I think almost best case scenario is they can fleece somebody into trading up for a quarterback, and they can get two first round picks here. Get like a pick at 10 or something, and then enough capital come back into the first round and get a second good player on a rookie contract. Okay.
So you still have Mason Graham at 5.
Yep.
A lot of people have linked the Patriots to Mason Graham. Similar to Will Campbell, though, he didn't measure very well at the combine. And so why are you a big believer in Graham, whereas you ding Campbell more for dropping in the mock?
I think length is less important at defensive tackle. I think.
Thank God.
I look at. A
I should have been a D tackle.
Yeah, you should have. I look at a guy like Kalijah Kancey a couple years ago. Went to the Tampa Bay Bucks. Has had a lot of success, especially recently. I just think the way Graham plays, the fluidity and the movement and the explosion off the line are really important. And to me, I think he's a better player. To be completely honest, like I think he is much more of a plug and play player. And when you're playing. You know, if you get drafted by the Jaguars and you're playing next to Josh Hines-Allen and Trayvon Walker, like you're going to be in a much better spot than Will Campbell on an island against, you know, Myles Garrett.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How many more mocks? This is your second mock. First one, obviously, post-combine. We have 52 days until the draft. How many more
52 days, 8 hours, 4 minutes, 3, 2, 1 second.
Nice. Yeah, my guess is probably two more. Nice. One at the first day of April. April Fool's Day, I'll release one. Not a joke.
Could be a hilarious one.
Boy. Real mock. Not a joke.
Get ready for the Mike Thomas email then, after April Fool's Day.
And then I will also put one out probably like a couple days before the actual draft.
Okay. Very good. Well, Shime, good stuff. And as always, you can give Shime all of your feedback on social media and on WEEI.com. There's a lot of it in the Twitch chat now. It's all good, I'm sure, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
No one really criticizing.
Yeah, just not another guy on Instagram calling me a mush brain.
That's mean.
So follow him on Twitter, at ShimeTime. You could listen to him on The Greg Hill Show. Mock Draft 2.0 from Chris Shime out now on a Mock Draft Monday on Jones and Keefe. Shime, thanks for sticking around today.
My pleasure, boys.
Thanks, Grim.
And we'll keep an eye out for future mock drafts.